business. Dual class share structures. The cost of control. The trouble with non-voting shares.
Shareholders in News Corporation have only themselves to blame. When they entrusted Rupert Murdoch with their money, they knew he would not let them tell him what to do with it. The Murdoch family owns about 12% of the company, but controls almost 40% of the votes through a special class of shares which have superior voting rights. Such dual-class share structures are quite common, especially at media firms. The Economist Group has a version. They can shield managers from stock market short-termism and hostile takeovers, but they cause problems too. Two studies of American firms by Paul Gompers, Joy Ishii and Andrew Metrick, covering the years from 1994 to 2002, found that dual-class firms perform worse than comparable firms where all shares confer equal voting rights. Dual-class firms are fonder of debt than equity to prevent the dilution of controlling stakes. Yet, surprisingly, their shares do not trade at a big discount on stock markets. A study by Chad Zutter and Scott Smart found that dual-class initial public offerings, IPOs, achieved only slightly lower price earnings and price sales ratios than comparable single-class IPOs. Nor does this strange ownership model show any sign of going out of fashion. There were 12 dual-class IPOs in America last year, not far from the norm for the 9-year period in the 1990s, studied by Mr. Zutter and Mr. Smart. Dual-class structures are not just a way for press barons to keep their hands on the hatchet with which they threaten governments. Internet firms love them too, since they allow founders brimming with self-belief to raise cash without surrendering control. Google's IPO in 2004 involved two classes of share. LinkedIn followed suit this year. The IPO filings of Zynga and Groupon would also grant managers control over voting rights. Investors who seek long-term gains may be happy to cede control if they think the boss is a genius. It worked for the holders of B shares in Warren Buffett's Berkshire Hathaway. It once worked for investors in Mr. Murdoch too. But tech punters have not been so lucky. The number of dual-class firms listed in America fell from 482 in 2000 to 362 in 2002 as the dot-com bubble burst. If the current internet boom follows a similar path, News Corporation shareholders will not be the only ones feeling second class.